Elusive Truth with Rich and sometimes Larry. It's been a while since the last podcast, over 30 days. Life gets crazy, especially beginning of summer, because we didn't have any spring here in Portland. We had rain and then went right into heat and sun. Weird times, I'm telling you, it's affecting everybody. And Larry, I've talked to Larry a couple times. He's doing much better. He's not back at work yet. We're waiting for that doctor to release him. He has a lot of crazy stuff going on in his world, and he's got a lot of intel that he wants all you to hear. He's just got to make the time. Anyway, today's episode, we're going to be all over the board. Clown world has gotten crazier. I don't even know where to begin. It's just nuts. But I am going to begin at one point, and it's going to be about food. Remember how they're telling us about food? How we got to watch the processed foods, and we need to stay away from that, and it's just crazy. I personally stay away from high fructose corn syrup, which is in everything, so you're going to get it one way or another. But actively, I've been trying to cut that out of my diet as much as possible. And then, of course, you probably heard that the red dye number 40 is bad for you, causes all sorts of crazy things to your body. Unfortunately, that's even harder to get rid of. You know, I've been drinking Mountain Dew my whole life, and Mountain Dew has red dye number 40 in it. We'll never get away from this stuff. Everything that we like is bad for you. I don't know. It's just nuts. Mountain Dew, to me, was nectar of the gods. It was the most refreshing drink I could have ever had as a kid, young adult, old adult, whatever you want to call me. And then I get to find out something crazy like, apparently, Pepsi-Cola won a lawsuit. Somebody claimed that a mouse was in their Mountain Dew can. And Pepsi-Cola won based on the fact that they were able to prove that if a mouse was in the can for more than 30 days, it would dissolve to nothing. The gentleman's can was over 47 days old, I believe, something to that effect. But it makes me wonder, what the heck have I been drinking my whole life? I mean, common sense tells you, you don't drink things that dissolve animals in 30 days. So I don't know. It's just nuts. But anyway, back to our little chicken story here with Facts Matter. I'm almost giving up. This world is crazy. Roman Balmakov from the Facts Matter, he's got a little bit on chicken sandwiches. Contains wood pulp, seaweed, and soy. It's just crazy. And the worst offenders, you're going to hear a list from him, are bad. I always like Wendy's. I remember Wendy's was their big motto that never frozen beef, you know, fresh ingredients. But apparently, they don't like serving 100% chicken. I don't know what's going on. This isn't crazy. Our food is getting poisoned. Our air is getting poisoned. Our water is poisoned. It's just terrible. So anyway, I want you to sit back, relax, and have a listen. See what you think of this. We're going to have to start doing something different with our food because it's getting worse. So here it is, Roman Balmakov with Facts Matter on the chicken sandwich scandal.
According to a new investigation, it turns out that many of the popular fast food joints here in America are selling products that are labeled as quote-unquote chicken, but inside there are a slew of other ingredients, things like seaweed, beef, soy, protein powder, and even wood pulp. Furthermore, this investigation found that in some of these fast food restaurants, their so-called chicken products were comprised of only 60% meat, with the other 40% being things like additives, preservatives, and other different proteins. And again, these are not some random restaurants that you might have never even heard of before. Instead, these are chains that are probably within 5 minutes of your house. Wendy's, McDonald's, Subway, Jack in the Box, Dairy Queen, and so on and so forth. And so, let's go through the findings of this report together. Although before we dive in, there are two caveats that I'll need to throw out before we do. The first is that this investigation was conducted by The Daily Meal. So big shout out to them. I'll in fact throw their full analysis. It'll be down in the description box below. But in so saying, we here at The Epoch Times, we did not test these food items for ourselves. We did, however, reach out to the individual fast food chains to get their comment. However, none of them have gotten back to us thus far. If any of them do get back to us after we already published this episode, I'll throw their comments in the description box below. Whatever they write back, I'll throw it in the description box below. And then secondly, if you appreciate content like this, well, I do hope you take a quick moment to smash those like and subscribe buttons, which will force the YouTube algorithm to share this video out to ever more people. Now, let's dive into the report, starting with Wendy's, which for your reference has about 6,000 locations throughout the US. According to the analysis, in the patty of Wendy's classic chicken sandwich, only 56% of the meat is actually chicken breast. The other 44% is a mixture of water, wheat flour, starch, different types of acids, spices, as well as flavoring powders. It also includes some other things like fully refined soybean oil, a raising agent to give it more bulk, as well as some other unusual ingredients like dehydrated chicken powder and smoke flavoring. Now, things like spices and flavorings are to be expected, but the fact that this report says that they comprise about 44% of the actual chicken patty, well, that is surprising to say the least. Next up is Carl's Jr., which has about 955 locations throughout the US. And Carl Jr.'s chicken nuggets can always be identified from the other brands by their unique shape. They come in the shape of a star. However, according to the ingredients analysis, well, the shape isn't the only, you can say, unique thing about these so-called chicken nuggets. Because outside of just chicken meat, they also include things like beef fat, as well as beef flavoring, which is made up of three different types of protein, including hydrolyzed soy, wheat, and corn protein. Then, as for Carl Jr.'s spicy chicken sandwich, within the patty, it contains isolated oat product, whatever that is, while interestingly, within the bun, it contains microcrystalline cellulose, which, for your reference, is a type of refined wood pulp. Very cool. Moving on, we get to everyone's favorite foot-long sandwich shop, Subway, which, just for your reference, has about 20,000 locations all across America. According to the analysis, Subway's oven-roasted chicken contains flavorings, potato starch, as well as something called carrageenan. Now, carrageenan is a chemical which is technically safe to eat, and it's made from parts of different red seaweed. It doesn't really contain any nutritional value, and instead, it's just used to thicken the food. And just as an aside, besides this analysis that we're going through now, a few years ago, over in Ireland, a court ruled that Subway's bread cannot actually be classified as being bread. Their rationale was that it contained too much sugar to be considered bread and was therefore more akin to something like a pastry. For your reference, Subway's 6-inch Italian white bread contains about 5 grams of sugar, meaning that the footlong would contain about 10 grams of sugar. That is about 5 times what can legally be defined as bread over in Ireland. Now, of course, the US has different laws, and quite frankly, maybe because of those laws, we have a more unhealthy population. Regardless of that, though, getting back to this list, the next fast food joint on the list is Jack in the Box, with about 2,100 locations across the US. On their menu, they have quite a few different chicken-based offerings, including chicken tenders as well as chicken nuggets. And this analysis, it found that besides chicken, these products also contain wheat, milk, water, potato starch, as well as isolated oat product. Again, whatever that means. Next, we move on to Whataburger, with about 946 locations throughout the US. According to this report, quote, "A significant proportion of the chain's southern-style chicken strips are not pure chicken meat." It then goes on to say that about 12% of the quote-unquote chicken tender contains ingredients like water, sodium phosphate, as well as isolated soy protein. And for your reference, that last ingredient, the isolated soy protein, it's derived from soybeans, and it's typically added to processed foods as a way to bulk them out. Next up, we have Burger King, which has a whopping 7,200 locations across America. And in terms of their chicken nuggets, the analysis found that besides containing chicken, they also contain a host of other flavorings, things like autolyzed yeast extract, disodium guanylate, which is a type of salt, and they are injected with water in order to bulk them out. Next up is Domino's Pizza, with about 6,700 locations across the US. And of course, while they are mostly known for their pizzas, they also offer things like chicken tenders as well as chicken nuggets on their menu, and you can always get chicken as a topping on your pizza. However, like with the other fast food joints on the list, the ingredients don't end at simple chicken. Instead, Domino's grilled chicken contains quite a bit of modified food starch, including modified corn starch, modified general food starch, as well as lipolyzed butter oil. Now, for your reference, these modified food starches are usually put into the food as a thickener and an emulsifier in order to improve their texture and also to make it last longer on the shelf. And technically, of course, it is safe to eat, But if you're looking for 100% real chicken on your pizza, well, you might have to look elsewhere. Next up on the list is Dairy Queen, which has a cool 4,300 locations across the US. According to this analysis, Dairy Queen's chicken strips contain a significant percentage of ingredients other than just pure chicken meat. Specifically, Dairy Queen's tenderloin chicken fritters, they contain up to 18% of a solution of water, hydrolyzed soy protein, salt, as well as sodium phosphates. And just for your reference, like many of the other ingredients that we've been mentioning, sodium phosphate is used to improve the chicken's texture and to help keep it fresher for longer. Now, a representative for Dairy Queen did release a statement, and here's what they said, quote, "Our chicken strips are 100% seasoned white meat chicken. Each chicken strip is a single tenderloin that is marinated and breaded for maximum flavor. While we provide our ingredient list to the public on DairyQueen.com, we refrain from providing the exact recipe or ingredient percentage for competitive reasons." Next up is Arby's, with about 3,400 locations across the US. According to this report, Arby's buttermilk chicken fillet contains a rather surprising ingredient in order to help enhance its flavor. And that ingredient is concentrated protein powder. Now, that is something that's typically consumed by athletes and bodybuilders as a way to bulk up. But in this case, it's a way for the food to gain some extra texture and, as always, to last longer on the shelf. Next up, we have White Castle with about 345 locations across the US. And the first thing you might notice about White Castle's chicken offering is that it doesn't quite look like other chicken products. Instead, the White Castle chicken rings, they look like onion rings, but made out of chicken, which is the first indication that perhaps there is something else inside of there besides 100% chicken. And indeed, the analysis found that these chicken rings contain, for one, carrageenan, the red seaweed extract that's used for bulking, as well as, funny enough, powdered cooked chicken, in order to, I can only guess, give it a more chicken-like flavor. Next up on the list is Del Taco, with about 600 locations across America. And according to the analysis, in terms of their grilled chicken taco, well, besides chicken, they contain many seasonings as well as flavorings, which is quite frankly expected given the fact that they have such a spicy flavor. But there are a few other ingredients that are a bit more surprising, including dried whey protein concentrate, hydrolyzed soy protein, corn syrup solids, corn gluten, gelatin, as well as maltodextrin, which is an ultra-processed ingredient designed to boost the taste of sweetness within the chicken products. And last up, we have McDonald's, with about 13,000 locations throughout the US. And according to the report, besides containing white boneless chicken, well, the iconic Chicken McNugget, well, it contains several different types of flour, starch, a range of different vegetable oils, different flavorings and spices, lemon juice solids, dextrose, which is in there for sweetness, corn flour, yeast extract, as well as a fairly significant amount of salt. And so, there you have it. Fast food chains across the nation are selling products labeled as chicken, but inside there are a slew of other additives, preservatives, and other types of proteins in order to bulk the food up, keep the cost low, have it last on the shelf for longer, and give it a richer texture in your mouth. In total, the report actually uncovered over 120 different ingredients that were hidden within these chicken burgers, chicken nuggets, and other chicken products. If you'd like to go through the report in its entirety for yourself, again, it will be down there in the description box below. Just click on that link and you can read it in its entirety. And lastly, I'd like to mention that besides all these preservatives and additives, well, there's something else coming down the pipe in terms of our food supply that you should be aware of, and that is mRNA vaccine technology. Over on Epic TV, which is our awesome no censorship video platform, I just published a super spicy episode detailing the current state of edible mRNA vaccines, the research behind them, as well as the push to get them into our food supply, which might be a lot more advanced than you've probably realized. Now, unfortunately, even though everything in that episode is 100% fact-based, well, that topic is not really welcome here on YouTube. And so if you'd like to check out that exclusive episode, you can do so over on Epic TV, which is, again, our awesome no censorship video platform. The link to that edible mRNA vaccine episode will be right there at the very, very, very top of the description box. Just click on that link and you can head on over to Epic TV and watch that episode right away. And then until next time, I'm your host, Roman from the Epic Times. Stay informed and most importantly, stay free.
If you want more information, check out the Epic Times. They do a lot more than this chicken story, but they really very unbiased, very professional, newsworthy subjects. Roman, thank you. And again, Epic Times, awesome. You guys got to check them out. No BS there. But can you believe that? The chicken? I thought that was a nice, healthy substitute instead of eating burgers all the time. And then, of course, Wendy's, almost 60%. Is real meat and 40% is additives? That's nuts. I don't even know where to begin. And then the last part, did you catch the last part he just said? RMNA technology coming in our foods? Really? So if you don't take the jab, they're going to start pumping you with all this in your McDonald's burger. Unbelievable. I don't know what's going on, but we really need to take back over our food supply, our food chain. And we're not even talking about all that craziness with the food processing plants catching on fire and the egg shortage, and then it's high prices. I mean, they're getting us every which way but loose. It's amazing. Again, RMNA stuff coming into our foods. I am sure you all heard that Taco Bell, their ground beef is not 100% ground beef. I'm wondering what the rest of the beef percentage is in the rest of these fast food restaurants. It's going to be bad. I don't even want to know anymore. So with that, again, watch what you guys are eating. I don't have the answers, but we need to find something because this is not right. Food is one of the most important things that us humans can do and eat. And obviously, it might be one of the big reasons why there's so much cancer in this world is the crazy stuff that we're eating, and now, of course, what we're breathing, and I could go on and on and on. For my next clip, I got Viva Barnes from Viva Barnes Law, Viva Fry. I don't know if you remember him, but he was the nice man that reported on the truckers in Canada with all their craziness going on up there. But apparently, I think he moved here to the U.S., and he has a nice little piece here about this COVID that was all a lie, one big hoax. And he's not the only one claiming this. You need to start looking. This really was one big psyop, and it was a test to see how much they can control us. And apparently it's not over yet. It's going to continue with this crazy Biden administration and New World Order and the World Health Organization. You just have to do the research, and you'll be very disappointed in our government and what's been going on all over the world for many, many years. It's about time we start waking up and understanding what's going on. But here, have a listen. Viva Fry on this whole COVID hoax, one big giant lie.
All right, people, prepare to get frustrated. Everything they have said from the beginning of the pandemic has been a lie. Now, I am attributing intent to it because we now know enough to know that they were not just wrong, they were lying. I am very reluctant to attribute intent to what could otherwise, you know, have an innocuous explanation. And until I have definitive, or at the very least, sufficient grounds to impute intent, I won't. I have sufficient grounds to impute intent. They were not just wrong, they were liars. And pretty much everything they told us from day one has been wrong and has been a lie. The irony is that someone who sent this to me, I don't know if they thought they were educating me or if this was like sort of waving the white flag. Okay, Viva, you were right. You've been right. You haven't been right all along because I wasn't right as early as other people were right. To them, I say you got right by luck. You made a guess and you were right. You didn't have sufficient information. I got right. I'm joking. 10 myths told by COVID experts, now debunked. In the past few weeks, reports published by highly respected researchers have exposed a truth about public health officials during COVID. They're effing liars. This is from February 2023. So February to March, April to May to June, 4 months ago. In the past few weeks, a series of analyses published by highly respected researchers have exposed a truth about public health officials during COVID. Much of the time, they were wrong. They were not wrong. They were liars. And now, why do I say that they were liars when someone can say, well, being wrong doesn't make you a liar? Positively affirming something as fact when you know it's wrong makes you a liar. Positively affirming something as a fact when you have no reason to believe that it's true, or when you have insufficient reasons to know that it's true, makes you a liar as well. If I say the center of the earth is filled with liquid gold, I'm lying, because I have no bloody reason to purport that as a fact. If I say the middle of the earth is filled with Swiss cheese, I'm lying because I know that that's physically impossible, because the core of the earth, as far as I remember, is hotter than the surface of the sun, so cheese would not last long there. I think maybe, what was I about to say? I think maybe liquid gold, you know, might be scientifically more plausible. Whatever, okay, I'm getting sidetracked. To be clear, public health officials were not wrong for making recommendations based on what was known at the time. That's understandable. You go with the data you have. And if you say, in the absence of data, this is what we absolutely have to do, because that's what the science says, that makes you a liar. But let's just go through this list because it's just fantastic. Misinformation number one. I mean, in fairness, Fauci was right before he was wrong, because back in the day, he said there's no greater vaccine than infection. The clip is out there. I found that clip multiple times. Misinformation number one, natural immunity offers little protection compared to vaccinated immunity. A Lancet study looked at 65 major studies in 19 countries on natural immunity. The researchers concluded that natural immunity was at least as effective as the primary series of COVID vaccines. In fact, the scientific data was there all along, which means they weren't wrong. It means they were liars. Fauci said it before he said the opposite. They were not wrong. They were liars. Misinformation number two, masks prevent COVID transmission. Cochrane reviews are considered the most authoritative and independent assessment of evidence in medicine. And one published last month by a highly respected Oxford researcher team found that masks had no significant impact on COVID transmission. When asked about this definitive review, CDC Director Rachel Walensky downplayed it, arguing that it was flawed because it focused on randomized studies. But that was the greatest strength of the review. Randomized studies were considered the gold standard of medical evidence. They weren't wrong. They lied. Misinformation. School closures reduce COVID transmission. Ignored evidence does not make you wrong. It makes you a liar. Misinformation number four, myocarditis from the vaccine is less common than from the infection. I believe I had this argument with people. Public health officials downplayed concerns about COVID vaccine, about vaccine-induced myocarditis or inflammation of the heart muscle. They cited poorly designed studies that undercaptured complication rates. A flurry of well-designed studies said the opposite. We now know that myocarditis is 6 to 28 more times more common after the jab than among the infection among 16 to 24-year-old males. Tens of thousands of children likely got myocarditis, mostly subclinical, as though that means it's not serious, from the jab they did not need because they were entirely healthy or because... I just had a family event. I talked to people, and every single person I talked to knew at least two or three young people who had adverse reactions from the jab. At least one person like, oh yeah, my friend's son. Dropped dead after taking the jab. Not a teenager. This person was, you know, in their 40s, 50s. Another person, young person. Oh, yeah, my best friend got myocarditis after the jab. No big deal. The doctor told them not to do sports for 6 months. No big deal. Every single one of them knew two to three people who had adverse reactions to the jab, and many of them were young people. Misinformation number five. Young people benefit from a vaccine booster. Ultimately, White House, whatever. Misinformation number six. Vaccine mandates increased vaccination rates. Misinformation number seven, the origins from the Wuhan lab. Oh, we all remember that one. The Lancet published an article in the early days saying that it was a racist suggestion that's hampering the ability of scientists to fight COVID. No basis for it. It's a unsubstantiated conspiracy theory. 18 months later, The Lancet publishes another article saying it's always been a perfectly plausible explanation. And now it is widely accepted as being the most plausible explanation for the origins of the virus. Did I skip one? Misinformation number eight. It was important to get the second vaccine dose 3 or 4 weeks after the first. Data was clear in spring 2021, just months after the vaccine rollout, that spacing the vaccine out by 3 months reduces complication rates and increases immunity. They were not wrong, people. They lied. You know why the CDC said not to aspirate the needle to get blood in it to make sure that you weren't sticking it into a vein? Because they didn't want people to become vaccine hesitant by having the jab take longer than it should take if you just stick it in and plunge it down, which meant that people were getting the jab injected directly into veins sometimes, which meant that all of that stuff that was supposed to remain localized was being circulated throughout the body, including into the heart. They didn't get it wrong. They lied. Misinformation number nine, data on the Biolent vaccine is crystal clear because of those 8 mice that they tested it on. Dr. Ashish Jha famously said this despite the bivalent vaccine being approved using data from 8 mice. To date, there has never been a randomized controlled trial of the bivalent vaccine. Saying something you have no reason to know is true is a lie. Misinformation number 10, 1 in 5 people got long COVID. What's most amazing about all the information conveyed by the CDC and public health officials is that there have been no apologies for holding on to their recommendations for so long after the data became apparent that they were dead wrong. Pun intended. At a minimum, the CDC should come clean and the FDA should add a warning label to COVID vaccines, citing, clearly stating what is now known. A mea culpa by those who led astray would help in rebuilding trust. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think the Trista Martins, the Sean Hartmans of the world are going to give a sweet bugger all about a too late mea culpa from a corrupt institution that lied to their faces, that compelled people to put this shit on their children. Give a sweet, you apologize. I'll accept the apology after some of these people responsible for this have done time for what they've done.
Amazing how this is all coming out now. It's common sense. The government blatantly lied about this, and the misinformation has gotten worse. And it goes all the way to BLM, the shots, the pandemic, to the Ukrainian mishap, whatever you want to call it, the war. I mean, there's nothing you can believe anymore. You have to do your research. Like I said, you have to check out Epoch Times. There's many other news organizations that do their best to report factual truths. And Viva Fry is a legal guy out of Canada. And again, speaking the truth, that there's many other people that are experts in this that will back him up, or Viva Fry is backing up, because it was a total lie. And the, once you understand that, more things will come to light. But again, like Mark Twain said, it's easier to fool somebody than tell them the truth, because they don't want to hear that. I don't know. That's not exactly what he said, but it's close enough. Just crazy. It burns me up, too. It just, because so many people all over the world followed this information. And to all you purebloods out there, stay strong. You know what's going on. Common sense. It just didn't feel right. All right, so let's go on to something a little bit lighter, because, like I said, this is driving me nuts. Clown World has gotten crazy, and it's just gotten worse between shoplifting, high prices. Have you tried to go look at new prices of vehicles these days? Who can afford that? It's nuts. Who can afford a home these days? Where I live in Portland, I might as well be a homeless guy with a tent. Because there's no way I can buy a house out here. Never. I mean, you need, what, 100 grand just to put down on a freaking house because it's $800,000? That's nuts. But anyway, let's get a little bit something, I don't know, a little more light and lively. And this is going to be Steve Turley. I've had him on the show before, or at least did what he likes to talk about. And so Dr. Steve Turley is going to talk about another county in Oregon wants to secede from the state as woke Portland implodes. And it's true. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but we really have. I think it's 11 counties now that have at least had some type of voting measure. And they really want to leave Oregon. They really want to leave Oregon. Now, they should leave Washington, too. Oh, my goodness. But have a listen.
Another county in Oregon has voted to secede from their state, making now a dozen counties rising up and rebelling against imploding woke Portland. And they're hardly the last. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and we're going to see an amazing movement of patriots that's taking their state by storm, and it has their woke liberal politicians petrified. You're going to absolutely love this. These are scenes from the city of Portland, Oregon, the very definition of a city in decline. Public drug abuse, addicts passed out on the sidewalks or wandering the streets, homeless tent encampments litter many of the street corners, rampant mental illness. Once considered one of the most beautiful and livable cities in the entire nation, Portland, through years of liberal Democrat rule, has become nothing less than an open-air insane asylum, and counties surrounding the city have begun to openly rebel against this insane liberal lawlessness and take matters into their own hands. On Tuesday of this week, residents of Wallowda County in eastern Oregon came out in mass and voted to become the 12th Oregon county to secede from the state and join their neighboring red state, Idaho, which is now being dubbed the Greater Idaho Movement. 12 counties and counting! Several more counties are scheduled to hold similar votes in the near future, which means that all told, we're talking half of Oregon's counties, half are preparing to secede from their state and join up with Deep Red Idaho. Commentators have noted that if the secession were actually implemented, that would mean that 3/4 of the landmass of the state of Oregon would be emancipated from the imploding city of Portland, which in turn would make Idaho the third largest state in the union in terms of landmass. Now, we've talked about this before, but the logic that's animating the secession is rather simple. Back in November, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek won re-election by nearly 4 points, beating out the Republican Christine Draza. Now, you would think, okay, that's a pretty close race. 4 points, that's respectable. But take a look at the Oregon governor election results map. It's virtually all red. This Democrat, Tina Kotek, won re-election despite having lost 29 of Oregon's 36 counties. The Republican candidate lost even though she won over 80% of counties, 8 in 10, and she still lost. More than half of those red counties in Oregon, nearly 20 in all, voted against the Democrat by a margin of nearly 40 to 50 points. In fact, the Democrat's 68,000 vote margin of victory came almost exclusively from the 200,000 vote margin that came from one county alone, Multnomah County, which of course contains the imploding failed city of Portland. Here's another way of putting it. If Multnomah County were excluded, the Republican would have won the governorship by 10 points. So what all of this means is over 80% of the regions in Oregon are experiencing intense political disenfranchisement, and they're being ruled by politicians and policies they want nothing to do with. They're sick and tired of living under the woke political despotism imposed upon them by a single county. It's like forcing Texans to live under a San Francisco regime with no possible recourse to voting them out. It's a de facto dictatorship. In this case, 51% democracy means 49% tyranny. And again, we're talking over 80% of Oregon counties having to live under a failed woke regime they want nothing to do with. And so more and more counties are rebelling. And it's working. Left-wing liberals are starting to panic over this. Wait until you see what they're saying. You're going to absolutely love it. The legacy media in Oregon is starting to panic. They're beginning to realize that the secession movement has some serious legs. And with many more counties planning on voting to leave, they recognize this could indeed absolutely fracture their state. And so there's now calls by members of the media for urban Oregon to start taking seriously their growing and increasingly leaving rural population. Some of the proposals involve bringing back a rural policy office so as to ensure that rural concerns are fully included in political decision making. And, you know, once upon a time, Oregon had one. They had an Office of Rural Policy and Rural Advisory Committee, but it was gutted by the Democrats in power. I mean, after all, who needs a bunch of insurrectionist MAGA hicks advising them on how to rule? And I've got to say, reading these rather desperate proposals to try to keep Oregon together, it further underscores how far blue America has fallen behind red America. Blue America implodes while red America thrives and grows in population and economic enrichment. The 20th century favored the states of blue America, whereas the 21st century is solidly in favor of the states that comprise red America. And deep red counties inside blue states simply just, they don't want to have anything to do with the depleting and imploding politics. And so red states are beginning to take a movement like this very seriously. The Idaho legislature just voted in favor of a bill that would move the Oregon and Idaho border westward to indeed create a greater Idaho. The bill authorizes Idaho legislators to present a proposal to Oregon politicians about relocating the border to the Cascade Mountain Range, which would end up incorporating over 60% of Oregon's landmass into Idaho. So the Idaho legislature looks like they're ready to do this. And there's even a bill that was just introduced in the Oregon Senate that would indeed begin talks with the Idaho legislature on adjusting the border, recognizing that the difference between urban and ex-urban Oregon is simply irreconcilable. So obviously we'll be keeping a very close eye on how things develop here. But with the latest referendum passing, one thing is clear. The Greater Idaho movement keeps getting greater. As always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And you will definitely want to check out my latest video on woke leftists having an absolute meltdown after an actress roasts them in a hilarious video. This is going to make your day, especially you Ron Swanson fans. You're going to love this. So make sure to click on the link and I'll see you over there. God bless.
Just a quick clarification. Governor Tina Kotex was not reelected. This is her first term. She just beat out a really popular candidate, a Republican, of course. It's just crazy. But it shows you, Oregonian, Oregon is a red state. It's Portland that is the blue part that has no clue on values anymore or the American tradition. Again, we could go on forever about this. You know about Portland. It's just it's creepy. You know, they just passed a law, the city council, that there's no more daytime camping allowed in Portland, only nighttime camping. And I happened to be in Portland yesterday, and I still see tents. I still see RVs. They're still everywhere. Nothing has changed. The media is just letting you know that they're doing something about it, but the government is not doing a darn thing about it. Anyway, when you get a chance, listen to Dr. Steve Turley. He has a lot of crazy stuff to talk about. He's a good guy, a lot of common sense, is very factual. So, again, I'd like you to visit his YouTube pages. He's got a lot of good information. Moving on, we're going to go to Fox News, Hannity, the big guy. He's been implicated in a series of crimes. Imagine that. But poor Americans have to deal with Donald Trump getting another indictment in Miami. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Aviva Fry even has a show on it, basically saying that Donald Trump is going to come out from this winning the election, because it's just showing the world that the DOJ is weaponized and the Biden administration is so corrupt that they're pulling every string that they can possibly pull to keep Donald Trump from running again as our duly noted super president. So we'll see what's going to happen. But anyway, back to Fox News. And it, again, the stupid stuff that Biden and his son get away with is so blatant, yet they try to get the smallest little thing on Donald Trump. It's just nuts. So enjoy, have a listen. You know, Fox News is not the same without our Tucker Carlson, who, by the way, had like 80 million views on his first show. But apparently I just heard something about that he's got a cease and desist order. So we'll see how Elon Musk comes along with that. But again, this world's crazy. It's up and down, roller coaster, back and forth. We'll have to just ride it out. So Fox News, Hannity, the big guy, he's been implicated in a serious crime himself, not just Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden himself. We'll see what happens. One thing for sure is I'm not holding my breath. Here we go. Have a listen.
Moments ago, the big guy himself has been directly implicated in a serious crime. I'm talking about the president. In fact, a brand new, legally protected, highly credible whistleblower disclosure might end up being the biggest story of the year. Listen to this. According to the bombshell disclosure detailed by Senator Charles Grassley and Congressman James Comer, the DOJ and the FBI are now in possession, they believe, of evidence that will prove that Joe Biden took foreign bribes. Now, this document, quote, this is in the document, describes an alleged criminal scheme involving the then Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to an exchange of money for policy decisions. In other words, the very definition of a high crime, also a serious felony that, if proven true, could result in impeachment, possible imprisonment of Joe Biden, your president.
Have you heard of that story? I certainly haven't. And they're suppressing that because it's nowhere on the news channels. Again, we've heard impeachment possibilities for Joe Biden. And of course, all this legal issues with Hunter Biden. But they keep dragging their feet. You know, more importantly, they got to get President Trump. You know, he's the bad apple here. We got to take care of Trump because he's going to win the election and he will be our president again. They're doing everything in their power to stop this. But yet, Sleepy Joe and his administration, they can do whatever they want. Switching gears for the moment, we're going to go with Senator John Kennedy. Forbes breaking news. Do you believe that illegal immigration is illegal? Senator John Kennedy gets blunt with witness. And this is something you have to see, but this is a quick little excerpt from, I guess, his testimony at some type of hearing in Washington. Interesting. And the one guy is wearing a mask and he's some expert with Homeland Security or Border Patrol. And obviously a Democrat doesn't know what's going on. But I want you to check it out. Forbes, breaking news. Another good place to get at least some unbiased information. So have a listen. This will kind of give you an idea of what's going on with their borders. Or what's not going on with our borders. Because remember, the Ukraine border is more important than the United States border. But that's a whole different story, a whole different subject. So back to Forbes News, Senator John Kennedy.
Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems to me that that America was born on a farm. And you can't operate a farm without workers. We can't feed ourselves or our world's neighbors without farm workers. And sometimes we need help from neighbors who live in foreign countries. Is that a fair statement, Mr. Costa?
Yes, I believe immigrants play an important role.
Mr. Costa, do you believe that illegal immigration is illegal?
Under the statutes, yes.
Okay. Mr. Sequeira, am I saying your name right? Do you agree with that statement?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Costa, what grade, A, B, C, D, F, would you give President Biden's administration on combating illegal immigration?
I don't know what grade I would put. I think they've made some useful improvements, I think that the border has, there's so much money going to the border that I think the border is mostly secure. People are mostly turning themselves in. They're not really crossing the border without authorization.
You can't give a grade? You're an expert on immigration, and you can't give a grade?
Oh, I guess if I had to, I'd probably be about a C, right in the middle somewhere.
A C or a D?
A C, because they kept some Trump policies in place. They've made some improvements. Right. They're sort of in between.
Okay. How about you, Mr. Sequeira?
Are we grading on a curve, Senator?
No, sir.
I would be generous and say a D minus.
Okay. All right. Can we agree that either President Biden's administration believes in open borders, or the person that he has put in charge of making immigration policy is not qualified to manage a food truck?
I would fully reject the notion that the Biden administration believes in open borders.
Okay, how about you, Mr. Sequeira?
At the risk of being too lawyerly, I might be interested in the definition of open borders. I think it's certainly fair to say there is a lack of significant enforcement at the border. And in fact, my clients who
let me try to put a finer point on it. Right now, we have conscientious farm workers who live in other countries, some of whom have worked here before. We have Nigerian doctors. We have German engineers who are waiting years patiently in line, trying to follow the rules of legal immigration to come into our country. But yet, the Biden administration will welcome anybody who can either secretly or less than secretly come into the United States from the southern border. Is that not correct?
I don't believe so. I believe that the people showing up at the border are mostly seeking humanitarian protections because there's a dire need in this hemisphere.
How about you, Mr. Secure? Do you think that my description is correct?
I do, Senator. And that seems to be obvious from watching the evening news.
Well, the agencies responsible for the legal immigration system, Mr. Costa, are failing to process applications promptly, aren't they?
I would say it depends. For low-wage work visas, they are mostly processing them quite quickly.
Well, we've got a backlog of 24 million applications. It depends?
It depends on which visa you're talking about. I would say for H-2B, for instance, the USCIS prides themselves on how quickly they process those visas. When it comes to other things like work permits, they've been slow. And I think the problem is that Congress has not appropriated funds for them. They have this fee-based structure.
It's always money. We now have a larger federal budget adjusted for inflation than we've ever had in the history of the United States of America.
But with all due respect,
always the money. Mr. Secure, what kind of job do you think that the Biden administration has done with legal immigration with the 24 million person backlog?
I think any fair estimation is that it's poor.
Well, can we agree that legal immigration is good and illegal immigration is bad?
I would think so. The country is founded on immigration, people coming here from other countries. Legal immigration is good, yes.
Does anybody disagree with that statement? Does anybody want to defend the Biden administration's 24 million people backlog in legal immigration, but yet millions have come illegally across the border? Does anybody want to defend that? Anybody? Thank you for being here.
The biggest takeaway from that is we have 24 million people trying to enter this country legally, yet the Biden administration would opt for the illegals coming in because they think they can control them better and then sway the current or future elections, as I should say. Just crazy. And at least we have one senator asking some tough questions, but you can see it just takes forever to get anything done. Of what's happening on a daily basis with our government. At least there's having hearings, so maybe something will be done about this. But again, most people don't even hear anything of this nature or have access to it. You have to go hunt and find this. But Forbes Breaking News, check them out. You'll get things like this all the time. You'll be more informed than listening to CNN and MSNBC, that crazy stuff. So now to change gears, and let's get into something really crazy. This happened last week, and it's coming from News 8 in Las Vegas. And you probably already heard about it, but apparently some aliens decided to visit a backyard of some folk in Las Vegas. And it's just kind of nuts. But it's starting to grow. It's starting to gain traction. And I'll play you this first part with the news affiliate in Las Vegas. But have a listen. Aliens in the backyard.
It is the police call everybody will be talking about. Thanks for joining us here at 6 o'clock. I'm Denise Valdez.
I'm Brian Loftus. A family says something crashed into their backyard, prompting them to call 911, saying they saw creatures walking around.
Our 8 News Now investigators digging into this for weeks now. And tonight, our David Charnes with the video you will only see on 8 News Now. David?
Brad, Denise, sources telling the 8 News Now investigators that several agencies believe something landed or crashed. Whether it was non-humans or not, it certainly scared the people living on this property. Now, before we show you that video, listen to their call for help.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we terrify it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're okay. Like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot, I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes, okay. like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay.
Well, the 8 News Now investigators obtaining video as officers then responded to the call you just heard. You'll see the officers also saw something in the sky that night, but the big question is, what was it, and is it all connected?
Leave her alone.
It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later,
there's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Someone calls 911 reporting two large figures in their backyard.
No, I'm so nervous right now.
The 8 News Now investigators obtaining another officer's video as he's sent to the Northwest Valley home.
I have butterflies, bro. Everyone saw a shooting star, then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
By now, it's more than an hour after that bright light. Officers meeting up with the caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like around 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky, too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
What I saw right now, I do believe in it.
Police walk into the backyard to investigate, but Metro blacked out that part of the video because it's considered private property. What's clear? They're taking this call seriously.
Hey, this might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky?
Asking others what they saw.
I would normally discount it as nothing. However, seeing as one of my partners said they saw it too, only reason I'm actually investigating it further.
That investigation turning up no concrete answers as of Wednesday. Whatever or whoever fell into that yard, long gone within minutes.
Oh, hey. If those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? Deal with it yourself. I ain't dealing with that.
So, yeah, this is quite weird, Brian was saying as we're watching this story. Now, we've been in contact with the family in that video, and as you heard in that 911 call, they seem very reasonable and honestly quite scared as you heard them in the call. No, they don't seem impaired in any way. And whatever crashed by the time the police got there was gone, but sources say that there's really no dispute. Something was in their yard. Exactly what? We do not know.
I mean, it's so interesting. So, like, the Metro officers see something, the neighbors see something. I mean, so what could it be?
Well, we know that there are obviously a lot of military bases around this area. George Knapp covers a lot of that stuff for us on the 8 News Now investigators. We're showing you drone video from above that area. And we know, of course, Creech not far away, Nellis Air Force Base not far. I checked in with them. They say they are not involved at all, and we are waiting to hear from the Pentagon as well.
And you talk to these people, it seemed completely legitimate to you, and do you have any personal thoughts on maybe what it was?
Right, so it seems from talking to our sources that something happened. There was obviously some flash in the sky. A lot of people saw it that night on the night of April 30th, early in the morning on May 1st. Did that exact thing land in their yard? I don't know, But these people said they saw some SUV circling the area. Could this have been some piece of equipment that malfunctioned? Maybe they saw something and then someone came. I can't believe we're talking about this.
Right.
Someone came and retrieved it from the backyard in the SUV. We don't know. This all comes as a former high-level intelligence officer, a veteran, was on News Nation talking about how there is a program where the government collects some unidentified objects. So this might be that. We just don't know. We're going to work to find out, though.
And no substances. They were looking with clear eyes.
Goodness. Very interesting.
Not big buggy eyes, though.
This is really unique. Thank you, David.
The actual story and the actual video are lend some credibility to this. It seems like might be legit. But there's a lot of other unexplained things, as always. Larry should be down there investigating this right now and getting us the full detail. But I don't know. Very strange, and happened May 1st. And now we're just hearing about it, and more stations are reporting on this matter. Reminds me of Project Bluebeam. That's what they're going to start putting in our heads, that these aliens are coming. I don't know. Interesting, though, because it's the first time I think regular news has taken such an interest and shown us some things. But again, no police footage of the backyard because it's private, which you got aliens back there. They better show them. Anyway, to follow up with this, I have Night God 333. We've had him on the show before. Las Vegas aliens, full backyard footage spotted. And he's talking about he's got footage of these real aliens that you have to see for yourself. But listen, it's crazy. Again, you have to take everything with a grain of salt because we live in a time that there's too much information and everything that we thought we knew is completely opposite, or we've been told the wrong information because of some super agenda that's about to take place. But listen to Night God 333. Go check them out. It's better to see the video. And we'll talk about this when you listen to his little clip. Have a listen.
What is up, my Night God family? Have I ever told you how much I love y'all? All of us freaks alike. Today is our day. And those of you suspecting that the Las Vegas incident was false, once again, more footage was just released. And of course, you've noticed this creature behind me. Well, this is alleged to be the extraterrestrial that came out of the craft that crashed in the gentleman's backyard. And don't worry, this is just a picture. We have genuine footage coming right up. Now, as it's playing, I want you to notice its movement, the way it looks. It even has a small tail. It's obviously humanoid in nature, but far from human. This thing is one of the weirdest, most amazing, creepiest creatures I've ever seen in my career as a creator for the odd and the paranormal. How do you fake this? I have no idea. If it's fake, then I'm sorry, I recant all my statements, but I'm telling you, I don't see how you fake this, fam. There's no way that's a person in a costume. No way. There's no way that it's anything but, to me, authentic. Now, of course, disclaimer, for entertainment purposes only, may or may not be true. I only provide the information to let y'all decide. At the end of the day, I can't tell you 1,000% that it's absolute fact. Or this could be a spoof. But my God, y'all, whoever did it, if it's fake, did an amazing job. But I'm leaning towards that it's not fake. This is amazing footage. But I'm done babbling. I'm going to get it rolling here for you guys. I'm sure you're getting impatient. Check.
In your backyard?
Correct. And they're very large. 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Okay. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're tiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
happened to me. Keep in mind, this is midnight and I'm fixing a truck in my backyard. At this point, I'm only with my brother and I hear something fall from the sky.
Wild, right? Did you see its tail, y'all? Did you see its tail? Has three fingers, looks like. It's got a very distinct bridge nose. It easily could be, when standing straight up, 8 to 10 feet tall. It's a very long, lanky creature. And if you look closely, I think it looks to me like it has hair. Like on its shoulder, under its arm, all down its back. You could see like a fuzziness to it. Ultimately, it looks like something you wouldn't want to have a run-in with. It looks as though if it runs, it's going to run on all fours. It's very, very thick up top in the chest. Very powerful looking. It definitely looks like as though it could have evolved from a primate type species, similar to ours. It looks like a variation of a humanoid. Now, whether the thing is hostile or not, it's hard to tell. It seems to be scared. That's what I find as weird, is at the end of the day, I find it weird that this species can travel. Not that you can judge it by how it looks on its intelligence, but it's amazing to me that this species can intergalactically travel, allegedly, and we can't. And now, also, I have to say, where is its gear? You know what I'm saying? Like, where is its gear that calls the spaceship? Where's its tactical gear that, you know, has firepower so it can defend itself? I just don't see any suit or anything of the like. It's kind of mind-blowing, to be honest. And if you look at the way it's breathing, it seems to be taking big, deep breaths. Almost as if, yes, it can breathe on Earth, but it needs a higher oxygen content. It may get somewhere else. Nevertheless, it's very similar to us, and it's very, very intriguing, y'all. I am just baffled by it. I've heard people say online, tall whites. People keep saying tall whites. I'm not sure. It's hard to say. Nevertheless, I do believe it is extraterrestrial, and I do believe that it's an intelligent species, an intelligent being. If you look closely even here, look at the its back. Look at the way its bone structure is. It's unlike anything on Earth. It's very, very peculiar. It almost as if it has like a bone line that runs down both sides of it and then the spine down the middle. Now, it's just wild, y'all. Just wild. Anyhow, enough of my babbling. Let's get back to the video.
I turn around. The only thing I see is a big light falling from the sky, and moments after, I feel a big impact and a bang, sort of like a big impact fall. That happened. The only thing I can see in the backyard is a tall creature, probably around 8-10 feet tall, very thin.
It's on your property.
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird. So you're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. 9 feet, 10 foot, I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes.
Okay.
Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're tiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay, there you have it. 100% they're not human. He knows for a fact, and honestly, way that looks, he's right. Now, like I said, all these events coincide, because basically, based upon his testimony, he's not lying. You saw the video from the cop cam, saw the blue light fall from the sky. You saw the Ring video of the sound you hear when it crashes to the earth. All of that is pretty damning evidence. I don't think he is lying. I know a lot of people online are being critical of him, but it's a situation where, you know, sometimes people are off cue and off cuff and kind of, you know, out of pocket when they are in a situation like that. They're panicking. They don't know what to say. They know nobody's going to believe them. So instantly they're already thinking in their head, well, I need to present this and say this in a manner where it's believable. So that actually makes them sound unauthentic. You know what I'm saying? So before we discount the kid and criticize him, let's give him the benefit of the doubt, because that's what we do here on my page. So if this turns out to be real, all of you that got hated on, all of you conspiracy theorists that people said were crazy relish in this a little bit. Enjoy it, because all of the naysayers have just been silenced. Stay in love, stay in the light. Be kind to others. I am out.
Go visit Night God 333 to actually see the video in question. He has two videos of what appears to be aliens. And if this is true, this is just like that Bigfoot film way back in the 70s that is trying to prove its existence. It's amazing. I don't know. Something's weird. Something does not jive right with me. The 911 caller said big eyes, big mouth. The alien that he's showing in the backyard seems to be different. Seems like tiny eyes, tiny mouth, big head, and definitely eerie. And he's right. It's hard to think that this could be faked. Maybe CGI and AI got together and to make some phenomenal footage. But I'm telling you, you have to see it for yourself. And things just aren't jiving right. If you put things all together, like the police officer saw the blue flash, the blue streak going to the back, but they didn't respond until 40 minutes to an hour later to the backyard with the 8 to 10 foot tall beings. And I seen a drone shot of the backyard, which looks relatively typical in a desert-like location. It's not many bushes, not much foliage. It's sandy, it's rocky, and I don't know. Something's just not right. The footage, though, looks phenomenal. It's like, wow, take your breath away. But again, I think it's like a collage, maybe. And then Night God, I'm speaking of, 333, has another video where showing a grainy footage of this supposedly the same place, but it's a few of these aliens in a dump truck or some type of excavator or something. Again, it's dark out. It's really hard to see. It does make for a really good video. It doesn't seem like this is the same event or it's a different event. Interesting nonetheless, but go to Night God 333. Look at his videos. Make up your own mind. Go to YouTube. Look up the Las Vegas alien encounter in the backyard. It's pretty convincing. It really is. Again, we just have to take one thing at a time. And in this crazy clown world where everything is upside down and everything that we were taught is not what we've been taught and it's completely different, I can probably relate. It's right on track for all this craziness. Oh, before I forget, don't eat the chicken. And probably anything else fast food these days. Oh, boy, quality of life has just gone down. That's all I can say. Well, with that, I think it's been a long enough episode. Larry will be with us on the next episode because he's got even crazier things to talk about. He says, don't be afraid. The military is going to be out and about doing its thing, whatever that means. I still haven't seen anything crazy yet as far as military-wise. We did mention that Donald Trump was indicted again, so we'll see what happens with that. But the general consensus is this, that it's going to make him more popular. It's really exposing the swamp for what it is. And the political or politicized DOJ and the FBI have abusing their powers. I don't know. It's really disheartening to think that our country has gone down this path. And the only hope, which there is hope, that there is a lot of MAGA supporters. There's a lot of people that know what's going on and a lot of people that are taking a deep breath and saying, we will get through this. This is not the end of the United States. This is not the end of the world. It's not the craziness that's going on. You've heard it all from revelations to, like I said, Project Bluebeam, alien invasion, to climate control, to keep pushing that, that's just a big, huge misnomer. A lie is the better word for it. Again, you guys have to make up your own minds. You have to listen, do the research. But I think you'll find that more and more people are becoming aware of what's going on, and it's just hard to believe. So with that, like I said, Larry will be with us next week. Have a great week. We'll be with you soon. We love you. Keep looking for the elusive truth, and thank you for going down that rabbit hole with me again today, because we definitely went down many holes. Bottomless pits. That's what they all are. Keep that higher vibration up. Keep that peace and love going, because we can overcome everything and anything that comes our way. You just got to have faith. Take care. We'll see you soon. God bless you all. Bye-bye.